The name's Hack the Dino. Remember it. For those of you who have seen episode 5 of X-Men 97, I'm sorry. I'm Ben Rosenthal, one of the, I don't know, Floppy's here. Floppy, take over.
Hey, guys. Hello, Ben. Ben's tired. We're sorry about that. Ben's tired. Ben's very, very tired. He worked 47 hours today, did 38 hours in half the day yesterday. I'm pretty sure. Is that correct?
Yep, sure.
That's great. Hello, sure. I'm Floppy. You know who I am. We have a special guest with us today, tonight, this week, right now. And it is the wonderful wizard of weird games that is Angie. Say hello, Angie.
Hello.
Do you know there's a song?
Thank you for having me.
Named Angie? I'm sure you've
don't.
I did know that.
Are you sure?
I have it sung at me frequently.
Yeah, yeah, maybe on a semi-regular basis by a really annoying guy. So Angie and I work together. So yeah, I apologize. I have sung the Rolling Stones song Angie at Angie a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you do it like when you need to help with something and you just get on the PA system and go, you're like, Angie!
That was really nice, actually.
Hey, Brayden.
That was good.
Is that harmonizing?
How was that, Brayden? What would you give that?
Sure.
Well, considering I was watching the mics peak and I considered turning them on mute for a second. Good.
Good.
In the chat, Dylan the Villain, you have seen Angie before. You may remember, I think you came to the live show we did last year.
Yes.
Angie came to the live show.
You would have seen me there.
Changed your life, I hear.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Life-altering.
It was.
Not for the best, but...
But Brayden's here as well. You saw Brayden just before. Hi, Brayden.
Hi.
Well, what's been going on? What's happening? What's new? What's shaking? I was going to say what's ribbing. I thought, no.
Whoa.
No, that's not that type of show, Ben.
No, for her pleasure.
No. So just to be clear, ribbing is a wrestling term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's what I went for too.
It's a wrestling term.
It's when two frogs... Hey, speaking of wrestling, though, we could do an entire 5-hour epic about it.
All right.
WrestleMania.
We each get 2 minutes.
No, that's so much time. We're talking about video games.
How much do you have to say about WrestleMania?
I've heard of it before.
Okay, good.
That's enough.
All right, now very quickly, Floppy.
Yes.
It was your first WrestleMania.
It was my first ever WrestleMania.
Probably a good one to crack onto.
Yep, I mean, my frame of reference was small. Mm. But yeah, it's the first time I've got into wrestling. I watched Royal Rumble with Ben, what was that, January? February?
Yep, Jan.
And have been watching a little bit of the Raws and SmackDowns leading up to it, and then watched WrestleMania, and got my first experience of watching like a story unfold, which was really fucking cool.
And more importantly,
yes,
first experience of Bad Guy Rock.
Oh, that blew me away. So I've only ever known The Rock from like interviews and stuff and movies, like Jumanji and shit. Mm-hmm. Where he's always a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. Would you, Angie, you've not watched wrestling, right?
A little bit. A long time ago, yeah.
What's your experience with The Rock, like Dwayne Johnson? Like, do you see him as he's a nice, polite, pretty personable person?
I don't know him personally, but from what I've seen, he seems all right.
I'll get him on the phone. You can have a chat
to him. Okay. Cool. So in wrestling, I didn't know that he's a fucking asshole.
No, at the moment, he's playing a bad guy. A heel, a bad guy. he played, way back in the day, there was Hollywood Rock when he first went to Hollywood and left the wrestling and everyone booed him when he came back. He came back as this movie star and he was better than everyone. So what he's done now is, because he's on the board of directors for the TKO, he's sort of made that his persona. And he's just, because he's on the board, he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, that was a sick moment.
For example... if you go to his Instagram and look at his reels, he did a 20-minute promo against Cody Rhodes, which is the good guy or the baby face.
Yes.
And ended the whole thing. Big smile, big rock smile, pearly whites, glasses on. He goes, Cody Rhodes. From the bottom of the Rock's heart. Your story. And it was great.
I actually thought that the
audio cut
the camera audio cut out then and bleeped you.
Yeah.
You did that well.
Anyway, very quickly, Brayden.
It was so fun. Oh my God.
WrestleMania.
It was a great time all around. So fun. I got to watch it with some friends who have only just started getting into it like recently, and I was like guiding them through it. It was so, so fun.
So you know what's next?
Well,
you two are going to have to come to an RCW show where Bad Guy Ben's on the mic.
I'm 100%. Down. I'd love to.
Be great fun.
Bad guy Ben's completely different to the Ben you're seeing right now. Completely different. I'm actually really unlikable.
The bundle of joy and warm.
Correct.
Warm and loving person that you are right now.
Absolutely. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, Dylan the villain, the Gunter and Sammy.
Sammy Zayn match.
Yeah, that was great.
Anyway, we should probably talk about video games.
Yeah, we probably should.
I can.
One last thing on WrestleMania. Sorry.
Yep.
It did legitimately feel like the season finale of wrestling.
And that was done on purpose. Even the final match of Night 2, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, they were actually, if you look at it from a story point of view, that match was all about saying, like, acknowledging and moving on from the past.
It was like a decade of history.
Yep.
It was
every decade.
It was so good.
Leading up to it, it was just so wonderfully told. And Cody is just, I had this argument with someone. A fellow wrestler who doesn't.
You
like
had an argument?
Well, I put my voice forward and punched him in the face when they disagreed. But the point I was trying to make is that Cody Rhodes is such your quintessential good guy babyface, and that's what we needed to get back to, because the world, I don't know if you've noticed, is a bit shit at the moment. And we need just that.
There's a lot of anger and negativity.
Super, super good guy to get behind, and that's what, you know, there's never been a more deserving champion to be crowned. Anyway, video games.
Video games. We like video games.
We do.
I like video games.
Floppy.
Yes, mate.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing Rise of the Ronin still.
Oh.
I started playing that last show. I'm really enjoying it. It literally is. I think I said it last time. It's Assassin's Creed that I wanted for ages, or that a lot of people have wanted. It's like Assassin's Creed in 19th century Japan. It's just cool. It's good. It's got side quests where I can pat cats and viciously murder people. You can go really, really deep into the character like setup and go real crunchy with the specs and stuff if you want, or you don't have to, and just use weapons and stuff that looks cool. But yeah, I'm really enjoying that. I've been playing it on and off.
Angie is our guest on tonight's show. What do you like to dabble in the way of games?
Probably girl games.
I do like my girl games.
Sorry, that's a little in-joke. Sorry. Angie plays more games than Ben and I and Brayden put together.
Certainly more than me. No, certainly
more than Ben.
Yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
No, okay. You play an amazingly varied array of games.
I try.
What's got your interest at the moment?
At the moment, I am working my way through the Tomb Raider Remaster Trilogy, which is very good. I used to play it a lot when I was 6 years old. So I'm playing it now, except I don't need my mum's permission now. So
if you feel like an old man, clap your hands.
Because we were teenagers when that came out. I'd finished school.
Woo.
So we were talking about this yesterday because you didn't realize you could switch the controls to not tank controls.
Yeah, I was just living life on tank controls. And Floppy says, hey, you know, you can do this so that you don't suffer. But
why would you?
No, I need the nostalgia.
See, I do it because I struggle with tank controls because it's been 20 years since I've played them. And if I have the option to use a two-stick sort of movement, I will. Except you can't sidestep.
No, you can't.
You can't sidestep in modern controls.
No.
Which sucks because then there's some of those secrets that you need it.
Mm-hmm. So you just got to tank control it the whole time.
So you're playing through them in order, 1, 2, 3?
Yep.
Now, are you a completionist, Angie, or do you platinum things?
Nah, not really. Good. I'm in it for the experience. If I find things along the way, awesome. But nah.
So you're not too like Floppy, who like absolutely searches every nook and cranny and has to get everything platinum before he'll move on to another game?
I'll explore. I'll look around, but I'm not the person that doesn't finish a level if I am still looking for a secret somewhere or haven't picked up something or that.
I also have only got 4 platinums. And one of them was by accident.
I think I've got one.
How many platinums I've got?
Was it none?
It is a big fat zero.
Are you going to do that on purpose now? That's going
to
be your thing?
I think I have to.
You're going
to
be the guy that doesn't platinum?
I think I have to because there's no platinums in Fortnite.
I always start out like searching everywhere quite thoroughly and levels quite thoroughly. And then halfway through the game, I'm like, nah, I just want to play the game now.
Brayden, how many platinums do you have?
Too many. I had like all of high school where I was I was platinuming a lot of games. I was just playing them all, doing it all. And I was like, yep, cool. Amazing. Love it. And lately I've sort of dropped off that, and I've felt a sense of freedom.
Yeah, it's called aging, Braden.
It's great. I just get to play games and enjoy them and then move on. It's great.
Wait till your back starts hurting when you get out of bed in the morning. That's the real platinum.
That's the kicker.
Dylan the villain in the chat, 72 platinums.
That's
a lot of money. Well done, man.
Damn.
Do you like to find the secrets in Tomb Raider? Do you remember where they are? No, you don't remember because...
6 years old.
You were 6 years old. Like, I had an amazing amount of muscle memory come back with this game.
Mm, yeah, I did a little bit as well. I played on PC when I was younger, though, so the controls of, like, an actual controller.
Keyboard, gross.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't be that picky, man.
Captain Cosmic on my PC and Commander Keen.
I was playing Zork and Qubit.
And Space Quest.
And Space Quest. All of the I made these guys play Space Quest.
Yes, I remember. Fun times.
Braden didn't like it.
Speaking of Braden and not liking things, Braden.
Tell me how you really feel, Ben.
I hear you hate teenagers. Discuss.
It's true, but...
Were you born an old man?
No. No, I thought you were saying you don't like me, and that was great.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of things we don't like.
Speaking of things we don't like, Braden.
No, Braden, what have you been controlling?
I finally been playing some freaking Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, woo! Wow.
Oh my god, I am 11 hours of playing it, which means I'm probably like 2 or 3 hours in for a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am honestly just having the time of my life.
What was that giant
around.
Squid in the sky, and where can I buy one?
So, Ben, that's the opening of the game.
Holy crap.
It's awesome. In fact, now that you've mentioned it, I'm going to deliberately show it because I've only just experienced it for the first time.
Will we get flagged?
Who cares?
Take all our money,
oh,
YouTube.
No.
So here you go, Ben. This is the opening cinematic of Baldur's Gate 3.
Sweet. How many of them are horny?
man, this game is very horny.
Is it really?
Like, you can start flirting like the second you meet
someone.
Well,
there was that bug when it released where... everyone's horniness was maxed out for some reason because of bug. And like, as soon as you talk to someone, they just wanted to drop their pants.
Yeah. Like, basically from the moment you would meet a new companion, they would be like, so, you want to share a bed tonight?
Oh, so I can play this on PS5, right?
Yes, you can.
With one hand as well.
But
I've heard.
I've been playing it on my ROG Ally, so handheld PC.
That'd be really hard with one.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's touchscreen, though.
It is this. Hey, fair warning, everyone. This part's gross.
Whoa! What is that?
That's cool.
For the podcast listeners.
Oh,
we just saw a bug enter an eye.
Yep. So the mind flayers, which are the squid people.
That's from D&D, yeah.
Yeah, it's all
this
D&D,
whole thing
baby.
Is D&D. That's Cthulhu.
The plot is basically they captured you and these other people and put these things in your eye, and they then burrow into your brain and then like talk psychically, and it's all about trying to create more mind flayers.
Oh, it's a
that's
creature
the start
version
of the
of
mystery.
Facebook.
But then the ship gets attacked and they like crash and everything. Like, look at this mad lad.
Whoa.
It's craziness. It's awesome. It's so cool. I've just basically left the little tutorial area and then have gone into like the first, like, hey, there's two opposing sides of this area. Who are you going to talk to first? Who are you siding with? What are you going to do? How are you going to handle the situation? I'm playing as a tiefling druid, which has made it very interesting because one of the sides in that opening area is a druid camp. So I have all these like little dialogue options that I get to choose from specifically because of how my character got built and stuff. I'm already like, man, I can see myself playing this game like 5 times.
What's the character creation like?
It's not as deep as you would expect it to be in terms of like, you know, some modern character creators go way too hard in the paint and you
and
can
you
just
spend
do
6 hours creating a character and then too tired to play.
I really thought that was what I was going to do, but I really quickly like found something that I liked, and then, you know, it's building a D&D character, so you're like, oh, how is this gonna affect how I play? And like,
can you choose the specs or is that sort of preset?
It's all like you can completely customize it like D&D. So if you want to play a barbarian with strength 8, so they have a -1, you can do that. So you can go for some really wacky builds.
I want to play some D&D again.
Did you ever play Conan Exiles?
Are you going to talk about the Wang adjuster?
That's the Wang adjuster.
Yeah, the Wang adjuster. It was funny. When you made it really big, it would sway around in the breeze, but it would sway around with no weight, so it looked like an empty windsock.
Yeah.
Just took you really out of the game.
Yeah. Speaking of gaming genitals, Baldur's Gate 3's got plenty.
Oh, really?
Oh, big time. Yep.
Oh, big time.
Well, you know. I'd say like...
I've heard.
Happily average time?
Average to shower, not a grower, like that kind of time. But no, I'm loving Baldur's Gate 3. It's so good.
Does look cool. What are you playing it on?
I'm playing it on my handheld.
The ROG.
The ROG Ally.
This is not Xbox, but it's PS5?
I think it is on Xbox now because it was that thing where they weren't releasing it on Xbox because Xbox had that thing where, you got to release it on the powerful one as well as on the not powerful one.
That's right. I couldn't get it to run.
Oh, we got to get it on the Series X.
Then when Baldur's Gate 3 was such a big success, they were just put it on a console, please, dear God.
Anto in the chat has said it's on all platforms except Switch.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Would you play this, Ben? Would you ever play a game like this?
I'm actually super tempted.
Yeah, right.
Super tempted.
It's a lot.
Like, we're talking, like, this is a 60-hour plus game, right?
That's for the tutorial.
I don't have time to play cool games like this anymore.
The issue is the time.
Angie, would you play this?
I've been thinking about it. It's not the sort of thing I'd usually play, I'm just getting sucked into...
Look at Scratch!
Like, all the hype and the character customization,
You do love a good character customization.
I do like a good character customization.
Also, if you just like interesting characters, the crew that like you end up building, and like I've only just like beginning to scratch the surface of their character development and their stories and their backstories and everything, but like already some of them are like, these are my ride or die. I'm sticking with these people. These are my crew. I love them.
Do they die?
They can die.
What's going to happen when one of them dies?
I'm going to be sad.
Permadeath?
Sad permadeath?
You can choose to have permadeath. Again, really good accessibility options. So you can actually go through and change the rate of how the dice will roll and how certain things happen. You can have it so that if you don't want to see the animation of the dice rolling at all and you just want it in the background so you can just keep playing the game, you can do that if you want. I mean, it's D&D, so the fun is kind of the dice, but yeah.
It does look really
nice. I don't even wonder if I could have physical dice. And I roll it.
You throw them in front of the TV.
I throw
and then
it
you
at
have
the
to,
TV.
At the TV and whatever.
You have to show with your like PlayStation Eye from PlayStation 2 and show that. Yeah.
I just want to say in the live chat, Dylan the Villain has said, I would play this, but my pile of shame is big enough as it is. Dylan, don't have a pile of shame. Like, it's totally fine to play games and just like put them in. It's totally fine to buy a really great game and let it sit in your cupboard for 2 years and don't touch it. Like, heaps of us do that, right?
It's totally fine to buy every game that you buy, Ben, and leave it sitting in the cupboard and just play Fortnite.
There's nothing wrong with it, my friend.
Have a pile of shame.
It's not a pile of shame. Just do what you do. You're not hurting anyone. Just do what you want.
It's a pile of choices is what it is.
Brandon, you see what I'm doing?
I can see what you're doing.
I'm taking to do this. This is so
Are you cool. doing wrestling?
No, this is Greg Miller. He just grabs the microphone now. It's so freeing.
It's quite comfy.
It's so good. It makes you feel powerful.
Feel free to pick up the mic, Angie.
No, only I can do it.
Oh, sorry, Angie. Don't pick up the mic.
Yeah, not picking it up.
No, me neither.
No. You signed the waiver, didn't you?
The insurance.
Oh, boy.
So, I surprise, surprise, have not been playing much because
like
screw
said,
you.
You've worked 47 hours a day.
It's not a fun time. But I did get a bit of a win in my retro hunting, which if you'd like to see, head on over and have a look at Super Retro Squad on YouTube and TikTok.
The what? That, what is it
Sorry,
called?
Sorry, Floppy, I saw you wiggling your tongue and my Freudian slip.
Freudian clit, sorry.
Anyway, I was on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, as you do, as I do.
For sale?
And, I came across someone selling six items. I thought there were six consoles, but six items for $60, all non-working. So I went, yep, I'm going to take that risk. $60.
Consoles not working?
Yes.
Okay.
So I thought, okay. So I sent him a message. Yep, not a problem. They were literally 2 minute drive away from me. So I went and picked them up. $60. Boom, boom, boom. Brought it back. In that box was an Xbox 360 HD DVD drive.
Oh, one of the big clip-on ones?
Yeah, no, it was just, it looked like a mini Xbox 360.
Yeah, so one of the clip on the top.
Yeah.
I remember them.
So that was in there. There was a Mega Drive 2. There was a Nintendo 64. There was a PS2 Slim.
What color?
Just the standard one.
Gross.
And an Xbox Series S. Now, these were all sold as not working. So I went, okay, all right. So I got the Series S out first. All right, HDMI controller, turn it on. Works fine. Nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Wow.
So I just deleted everyone else's profiles, put mine on there. I went, sweet. Got a, so $60, six consoles, $10 each. So basically so got a Series S for $10.
Is every other console working?
So the Mega Drive 2 I got working. Not a problem. Just needed a clean. This has clearly just been sitting in someone's shed.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 2 powers on, but I think the rails on the laser are gone because the disc vibrates when you plug it in and it won't read it. So that might be shot.
Try hitting it.
There was a Wii U in there as well. That's been bricked because I think someone tried to hack it. So there is a way that you can unbrick it, but you have to get a Pico 8.
It's not worth it.
No, I'm thinking I'll sell it for parts because it's got the screen and everything. The Nintendo 64, I'm in the process of cleaning it. I've got it to power on. It just doesn't power on each time.
Oh.
And I think that was all the consoles. I already sold the HD 360 HD drive to Game Boy Dad, friend of the show, because I was telling him about it. And he goes, oh, I've always wanted one of them. I said, well, you can have it for $10.
Really? I got like three at home. Do you want more?
he
don't was, tell him now.
Yeah, well, he's already bought it.
I mean, at the toy fair.
He's already got one. He bought mine
for
$10.
Spares?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, man. I didn't know people wanted those.
They actually go for a bit online. Really? If you got the cords as well, they go for like $50 each.
Floppy's been using one to steady his table.
Steady his table and hold the door.
But yeah, Angie, are you much of a retro gamer?
Yeah. I play a bit of everything. Yep. Not a lot of retro stuff these days, but just for convenience. Don't have a lot of my older stuff plugged in right now. But
have you kept all your consoles?
Yes.
Can you list
yes.
off your head the consoles you have?
I can try. Oh, yep. So with Nintendo, SNES, NES, N64, GameCube, Wii U, Switch.
So all of them.
Pretty much all of them.
Any special editions in there or just the standard?
Standards for all of those, I reckon. Just standards. Boring. But with the PS2 I have the little slim pink one.
Oh, nice.
For girl games.
Yeah, for girl games.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Love it.
Yep.
For Just Dance and SingStar.
Yep. Bratz Rock that's Angels.
Yes, yeah. I do have that game, but that's game. Unrelated to the
so
girl games. Yeah. But yeah, PS1, 3, 4, 5, all through. All the Xboxes as well.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. What about handhelds?
PSP and Vita.
Don't you have a special PSP?
Nah.
Angie
not
has
PSP.
All of them. All the games, all the systems.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. When you said, I think I've got a few, you had everything.
Mm,
so are they on display or are they in a cupboard somewhere?
I have them on display.
Excellent.
Not set up as nicely as I would like, but
I've got to say, I've seen a lot of gaming setups, right? And a lot of game rooms. Mm. Angie's is one of the nicest presented ones.
Aww.
Anto
thank you.
Said he's disappointed that you don't have Dreamcast.
I never got the Dreamcast. I'm sorry, Anto.
If you tune into Super Retro Squad, I came across a Dreamcast in the wild.
Ooh.
Yeah, just behind a bush.
No, it was on it's coming out in a couple of weeks, but it was last weekend. Spoiler, I didn't buy it because he wanted $150 for a Dreamcast that hadn't been tested.
Oh, gross.
So I wasn't willing to take the chance on that one. All right, Floppy.
Yes.
You've been watching something.
Oh, I did. This is something that only I threw into the run sheet today because I was at home working on the run sheet and I realized the Fallout TV show came out today on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, cool, I'll check it out. I've never been a big Fallout guy. Like I've played a little bit of Fallout 3. I played a little bit of Fallout 4.
What about Fallout Boy?
No.
No?
Not a fan.
Brayden, what songs does Fallout Boy sing?
Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so great. He tastes like you, only sweeter.
Sings better than me.
That was very good. That was very good.
Carry a tune. That's disappointing.
Hey, Mr. One underscore Giggles.
Mr. Giggles.
Yes, it is me. Or is that Floppy?
No, no. As in, I think the last time Mr. Giggles joined us on the show, You were not here.
Oh, what? Well, I'm on one of my amazing adventures.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I decided while I was doing some work, I'd throw on the Fallout show because I'm not a huge fan, but I'm interested in the universe that they've created for it. Like, I like the whole post-apocalyptic. I like the whole 1950s future retro sort of vibe. And I was not very... It was a little bit into it, and I realized I'd actually put my laptop down. I'd closed it, and I was on the edge of my sheet just going...
Your edge of your sheet.
Yeah, edge of my sheet. I was sitting on a sheet. edge of my seat, and I was enthralled. It was actually so good. Like, I really loved the visuals. I loved the contrast between the post-apocalyptic side and then, and it, you know, dark and grungy, and the really nice, bright and clean sort of retro 50s style things. They had an excellent mix of, like, really dark and intense things going on, but then with some really nice, like, music from the 40s. One particular, Some Enchanted Evening, you may know it for all your 1940s. It'd be what you call a prehistoric banger.
Yep.
That's my nickname.
Literally, I'll suggest songs to Angie, and they go into folders named Prehistoric Banger or Ancient Banger.
Antique Banger and Ye Old Bangers. Yeah.
Doesn't make me feel old at all.
For Mr. Googles in the chat, I believe Amazon Prime. Or any good Pirate Bay.
Yeah, or that too. I was watching on Amazon Prime because I have access to a Prime account. But yeah, I've watched the first two episodes, and I am hooked. Like, it's great. Mm. I tried really hard. I made myself turn it off because I don't want to just watch all eight episodes in one go.
The lead actor in this show, we're just watching the trailer now for the podcast listeners. Mm-hmm. The lead actor's got really big eyes.
Yes.
Mm.
Like, really big.
The anyway, her father in the show is played by
it's
Kyle
McLaughlin.
Just a
giant eye.
He's just giant eye. Just played by Kyle McLaughlin.
Oh, really?
Of Twin Peaks and June from 1984 and stuff like
and
that.
And Australia.
Yeah, there is a huge amount of violence in this as well. They've done an excellent job of capturing Fallout. Have you guys played Fallout?
No.
A little bit of Four.
A little bit of Four?
It's like, on my list.
Would you have played? Have you played like enough to sort of understand the concept of?
Yeah,
you know, what the games and the
sort of familiar-ish with the world and universe and
Brayden, you sound like you might be a Fallout fan.
Three,
yeah,
Fallout New Vegas. Four, that weird little shitty Shelter mobile game.
Fallout Shelter. That's the only one I've played.
Before it got really gross and microtransaction-y and shit.
So I've never played one or two, which were vastly different kind of games to sort of three New Vegas.
They
four.
Were isometric builders, weren't they?
Yeah. But yeah. Stupid amounts of happy with it. I'm really interested to see what happens on the game side of the things because I was talking about
it
with someone.
Anto in the chat has just said Fallout 4 is getting a next-gen update to time with the
TV series. Because I was thinking when The Last of Us came out, there was a massive resurgence in people playing The Last of Us and buying the games and then downloading them on whatever consoles or PCs and things like that.
Let's not forget we've got a little game called Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think Fallout 4 and Fallout 3 are going to have a massive resurgence, and New Vegas being a bit of a fave. Then I was looking at Last of Us, The Witcher show came out. Everyone started playing The Witcher again. The Halo show came out, and everyone hated it. I'm really keen.
Season 2's not too bad.
Look, I enjoyed it, but I don't have the nostalgic connection to Halo, so I just watched it as a cool show and thought it was awesome. I didn't realize that it was a faux pas from
my grandpa loved it.
Pardon?
My grandpa loved it.
The game when it first came out?
No, he loved the TV show.
Yeah. But are you guys going to watch Fallout?
Oh, I'm tempted.
Good to go.
I don't want to give Bezos any of my money, though. So,
mate, it just, you know, at the, just, it's going to be fun.
Floppy.
Yes.
All I'll say is yarr. Yarr.
What? Why pirate?
Oh.
He's going to pirate it, ladies
what
and gentlemen.
What? Wild accusations. Ooh, unfounded.
I mean.
Wild accusations.
He's going to watch it with a parrot.
That's right.
And yeah. An eye patch.
My good friend Parity.
That's what I thought you meant.
My parrot is called Parity.
Wow. And his dog's named Doggo.
No. His name's Parity. And he's not really a bird, but he's implying that he is one. He's a really good knockoff of a bird. Parity.
Oh my god, that took way too long.
I think they call that a long walk for a short drink of water or a small drink of water. Or something. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just got put down. That was a long walk for a short drink of water. I like that. I'm going to take that on board. Thank you. But yeah. Fallout. I'm keen. Angie, you gonna watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it. Good. I'll give it a go.
Parody was fucking comedic gold, you pricks.
I will 100% be checking it out. I've already heard from another friend who's
parody's in the next
halfway
room,
through it that it's very, very good. So yeah. I will be definitely checking it out in the next week.
You can tell which members of the cast have been here the longest because they just ignore me.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get your words in. It's just like, yeah.
Just right, ignore
Ben,
and talk
just
over.
Turn that Ben switch off.
We're really starting to see the real push into video game adaptations into TV and movies, hey?
Yeah. Mm. And like good ones.
Well, not finally.
Not that there hasn't been good. Like the Tomb Raider movies were cool.
Angelina
for the
Jolie?
Time. Look, they were cool for the time.
I remember being a little kid thinking they were badass.
I remember being a teenager being, yeah, also thought they were cool.
Yeah, I bet.
I just remember Christopher Barry was the butler and that's all I cared about.
Yeah. But, yeah, these things, which when they're not afraid to now go dark with them and realize that they don't have to be super kid friendly all the time.
Just like
case in point, when you look on Rotten Tomatoes, when you look at highest rated video game TV shows, by their tomato meter. Number one is Arcane, the League of Legends animated series.
I haven't watched it.
I've only watched the first couple episodes, and that was recently. I'm only just jumping on board after ages. Oh my God, the animation's amazing. Mm. Cyberpunk Edgerunners, also
that's
very much
a great show.
Not for kids.
Lots of wangs.
Not for children. The Last of Us, obviously.
Yeah, Last of Us is great. I rewatched that again last week when I was sick.
Yeah. And then right down the bottom of the list is Sonic the Hedgehog from 1993.
Which one? There was two.
From 1993.
Steve Urkel was one of the voices.
What?
Yep. Starring Jaleel White, yep. Christine Cavanaugh, Jim Cummings. Of course Jim Cummings is in it.
Yeah, of course.
He's a voice actor. That's what he does. And then movies. Do you want to know what the number one rated video game movie is?
Better be Super Mario Brothers, because I watched that again the other night, and that movie is
fucking
but perfect.
The one with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Correct.
Yes. No, okay, you ready for number one?
Yes.
Hit me.
Werewolves Within.
Huh?
I've never heard of that. What is that?
It's that Ubisoft VR game.
Have you heard of that, Angie? You love VR.
I have not heard of this.
I am sick of these VR games coming in.
Whoa, why is number two Angry Birds? Fuck off. Eat a dick. No.
They can't hear you, Floppy. They can't harm you anymore.
Detective Pikachu was great.
It was. Super Mario Brothers is the best one.
Gran Turismo, I'm sorry.
There it is.
That was a fun film, but that's no.
59? Oh. Are you kidding me?
Why?
Like, I watched that again. So I went and watched that at the original theater that I watched the original Mario Brothers in when I was a kid. I watched it again the other night with Jazz and sat there with a big ass stupid grin on my face for the whole damn time because it's such a perfect film. Anyway.
There you go. Mortal Kombat, amazing. Fantasy of Spirit. Oh, Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Anyway, Floppy.
Yes, mate.
We have a bit of a charity.
We do. We have a retro...
Well, we don't have a charity.
No, we don't. The charity is me. I need money.
No, you're just a charity case.
Oh, the no,
difference. I keep explaining
case, I
that to you. Yeah.
We are doing a retro challenge for charity. Angie, have you heard about this? Have I talked about this nonstop?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit nonstop.
Do you know what it is? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Do you know how much money we start with?
I don't remember, no. You have to explain to me.
We start with $20 each, and with that $20 we can go out and
that was really mean, by the way, Floppy.
Yeah, I know.
Not even I would do that. So Angie, talk about how much you don't listen to the show while you're on it. Why don't you? Just remind everyone.
All that stuff that I talk about all day, every day, that you just glaze over. I don't blame you, I would
say.
I'm
just a bad friend, I guess. Yeah.
You're a great friend. Don't let anyone tell you anything different.
I mean, you put up with Floppy, so...
Yeah.
And I am a tolerant friend.
You've travelled down the road and back again.
Oh.
Your heart is true. You're a friend and a confidant.
Friend and a confidant.
And if you threw a party, I don't know the other words right now.
See, this is a theme song from a TV show.
Oh.
You would.
Sometimes we sometimes we really do just let the boomers win, hey?
Oh, fuck.
So we start out with $20. We go out and we can buy things that are at least 15 years old or more. Mm-hmm. So 2019. Yes.
No,
2009. 2019.
Hey, I've got an excuse.
No, you don't.
I've worked that many hours this week.
Okay, yeah, 47 hours yesterday. Yeah, and we can then... So we buy, then we can sell or trade things, and our goal is to trade up. So at the end of the year, live show like last time, I assume, or end of the year like last time, we reveal what we've ended up with. You guys at home can all vote on it and decide who got the coolest stuff. We get no prizes, but we feel good about ourselves. And then we auction off all those things we've ended up with, and all the money is going to charity, and it's going to go to Beyond Blue because it is a great charity that looks after people and I think could use, always use as much help as it can get.
So you folks at home can follow along throughout the year, and if you think you might like something, feel free to shoot us offers because that money will be going to charity.
Just saying, there's three DS games up online at the moment.
Well, I got something last weekend as well, but...
Yeah, but that's you can't sell that.
What?
Syphilis. Sorry.
So Floppy, it's your last week on the show. how's it been for you?
It's been a time.
Now you remember the live show last year, Andrew, which you were a Patreon.
A patron.
You're a Patronus.
I was a Patronus. Yes.
Big old deer. Let's not talk about that horrible monster.
Hey, deers are beautiful.
Deers are beautiful, but the creator of the... Oh, sorry, the person who plagiarized the majority of her made-up stories for bullshit is a horrible piece of shit. So, anyway, Angie, who won last year? The retro challenge, in your estimation?
Estimation?
I estimate... It was probably that guy.
Really? So yep. The guy who had a Game Boy, or the guy who got the Game Boy kiosk and the $1,100
GameCube kiosk, mate. Know what you bought?
Oh, sorry. I'll just go and look at it. Yeah. Oh, yes, so it is. So it is. That's right. Oh, that. Oh.
Isn't that? Yeah, no, it totally wasn't me, Angie.
No.
Brayden, don't dox me.
There it is. Oh no, it's Kirby.
Oh no,
he's gonna eat it.
Oh, it was good while it lasted. Yep. That's right.
Unlike that gag.
No, Ben totally cleaned the floor with us.
I don't remember what I did yesterday, so...
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I've also decided as well, I was talking to the guys before the show. Last year, I think we can agree, I went a little bit insane.
You were unstoppable force.
So to put it in perspective, last year, if I added up all the money I made that I ended up trading up, it was over $3,000. Yeah, so bit silly.
You could buy a half decent car with that.
Well, or I could buy a GameCube kiosk and Chrono Trigger, which I did.
Good.
This year, because it's going to charity, I thought I might take on a bit of a different tactic.
Give them less money.
No, so what I'm going to do is when I get items, let's say for example, on the weekend, I found this at the swap meets.
That's pretty cool.
Which is the Goosebumps board game A Night in Terror Tower.
Why is it purple?
Because that's green. And So I got this for $5. It's complete apart from the instruction manual and there's one piece that's missing that's apparently very easy to get. It goes online for about $80 to $120. So what I am planning to do is sell that at the toy fair as part of the retro challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and make it so someone gets a deal because it's all going to charity. So I want people to... get deals as well. So instead of selling that for $80 to $120, I might sell it for $50. So someone who actually wants something will get something and the money will be going to charity.
The charity gets a good deal. The person that bought it gets a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's happy. I like that too. I tend to like to do that whenever I sell stuff anyway.
But that's because you're a good person, whereas I'm a prick. This is a new thing for me.
It feels good though, isn't it? Makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
Not really. I'm thinking about all the money I could have.
Money can't buy your happiness, mate.
Sure it can. I own four houses.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. There's Lego over there.
I like to sort of, if I get something really, really cheap and it's worth a lot, I'm happy just, if I can double my money and it's still really cheap for someone, I feel good. Like, I feel fine.
Well, what'd you get today, Floppy?
I found someone on Marketplace and I went and picked up a copy of Animal Crossing on the DS. Which they were... it's someone that I'd bought a few things from before as well. So they gave me a good deal. And they went, you can just have $10.
Good deal.
Because, like, I also, at that point, told them what I was going to do with it. And they were like, yeah, no, you can
do it.
It's
a $30 game. It's yeah. That's $10.
And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And then, and it's complete. It's got the booklet and everything in there. And then I'd left and I opened it up to have a closer look took the booklet out. And behind it, well, I think it was behind it, was rattling around in the case, was also a copy of Advanced Wars Dual Strike and Yoshi's, I was about to say Touch Me Up, Touch and Go. Which, like, are decent games. Like, no cases with them. And so I rang him and I was like, dude.
You go around touching up Yoshi's, there'll be a case, all right.
Well, Mario punches him in the head. He could use some nice touching.
That's true. That's true. This is true.
So, yeah, I was like, dude, you know, are you sure? Like, these were in there. Did you know? And he was like, I didn't even know they were in there. Just have them. I don't care. So
I kind of want to play Animal Crossing.
I got those for free, essentially. Yeah. So I'm going to sell them at probably like half the value.
Yeah.
Which means someone else is going to get them a really good deal. And to me, I pay nothing for those. So anything I get is a bonus.
Cheeky
and then
bonus.
That's going to go to charity. So.
Yeah, and again, we're doing it at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, which is next weekend. We're going to have a table set up with all our stuff on there and a tub with a little plaque explaining the rules, and hopefully you can come on down, buy and sell and trade.
Brayden will have stuff in there too.
Yeah, Brayden, what have you got?
Yep.
Cool. You got $20.
I do.
So what?
You're
going to
have a
charitable
note sticking in there.
So trade it up for $40.
I'll sell your DS game.
For charity. No, so legitimately, I am going to basically spend whatever free time I have for... obviously, I work the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair as well with the wonderful Greenlight Comics, greenlightcomics.com, and just in the city, go shop there. Anytime where I'm not working the Greenlight Comics store, I will be running around like a headless chook, trying to find stuff to bring back to the table to trade up, trade down.
Can I just say, as a person who goes hunting, Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, probably not the best place to look. Because people are there to sell their secondhand stuff, not get bargains. So what you need to do, Brayden, is you need to come out with old bald man here and come retro hunting with the retro squad like Floppy did.
What time do you guys wake up?
Well, we're at the markets by 5 to 6
look,
in the morning on a Sunday.
It's best for you to just not go to bed.
Just stay up the whole
just
night.
Just stay up. An hour later and go out to what you young people usually go to bed at, like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sleeping with your avocado on toast. And
your beret.
Angie, you pretend I asked you a really interesting question.
Just go,
Anyway, Floppy, you got a topic you want to talk about?
I do have a topic I want to talk about. It's sort of the... Yes, I do. We're going to talk about remakes that are coming in 2024.
Yo.
Because there's... I thought last year and the year before were like the years for remakes. There's still more coming out this year.
It's, do you know why? Because companies have gone, hey, I like money.
Money is...
Money's really good.
Cool.
And you know what's really effective at getting money out of people's wallets?
Remakes.
It's nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. And old people like us.
Yeah, because they've got money.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, well, we do.
Well, their limited money they got, they need to spend on things that remind them of a simpler time when they were happy because they're not going to get it now.
I'm always happy.
Well, Ben, we're doing the podcast. This isn't therapy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
If you're going to keep up with that, I'm going to have to charge you $250 an hour.
I'll just say this. Okay.
So we're looking at... I mean, we've already had... quite a number of remakes already. We've had Last of Us Part 2, but it was a remaster, but remaster. We had Persona 3 Reloaded come out. Mm-hmm. We've had Angie talking about Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3. That's come out.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we get? Mario versus Donkey Kong remake. There's been a bunch already this year.
Some final game.
Final Fantasy 7, part of the remake come out this year.
Rebuffed.
Something.
That's the remake you weren't aware of. Like all the characters are like, you know how they're muscly. Now they're super muscly. They're like He-Man figures.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII rebuffed, and they're all big buff oiled up dudes.
And so, yes, I'm aware that some of these will be remakes / remasters. What I'm getting at is there's a lot of nostalgia getting played on.
Yep. For cash.
So, coming out.
Cash.
And things that I'm looking forward to as well. Coming out 23rd of May, we got Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. I have never played the original Paper Mario.
Do you know why that is?
Well, I mean, I do own it.
Because I was going to say, because it's goddamn expensive, but okay.
I do own it. Oh, no, I own the disc and the manual And the cover, no, disc in the manual, but no case.
Right.
I've got that. So this is going to feature visually enhanced and updated graphics, new gameplay features. I don't know what they're going to be.
Actually, looks really
nice. It remains faithful to the style of the original game. The characters still use their designs from the original release. Apparently, Princess Peach keeps her pre-Mario Party 4 dress design. I don't know what that means. Do you guys know what that means?
Floppy, how could you I've not know that what being that said. Means?
You have heard that being said?
I have heard that being said.
What's her post-Mario Party 4? But anyway, rather than the updated designs used in the following Paper Mario games, voice clips from the original game are also being reused in spite of voice actors changing. So like old Charles Martin retiring, so we'll have his voice there because it's
retiring.
Using, yeah, retiring. just too old and people don't want to hear it anymore. We'll have his voice clips back from the original. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Do you know what's really clever about that? Is that I don't have to pay someone else to read the dialogue.
I think that's probably a contributing factor. Are you guys going to play this?
I've never played a Paper Mario game, so I think I might look into it. What I like, and I only found this the other day, was an advertisement out of a... See, Andrew, back in the before times, we used to have video game magazines where instead of going onto the internet, we actually purchased books...
I heard about the news agency.
And they had words in there that described games that were coming out, much like internet web pages now, but they were physical things that you could hold and know.
And way less racist.
Yes, yes. Sorry, I had to think about that.
Yeah.
And you know how sometimes when you're on a web page, you get pop-up ads?
Mm-hmm.
So magazines actually had ads in them. So that they didn't pop up on you. That was just part of
you. You couldn't click them away.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
One of those ads I found the other day, I was really impressed by it. And I put it in our Discord, which you can join if you head on over to hackthedino.com and click the Discord button. That's right. I haven't got that plug in the show yet. it was for Paper Mario. And it had a picture of Paper Mario on there with, you know, the dot line with the scissors that imply you can cut something out?
Yes. Mm. Clip it out.
Yeah, yeah. And it just said underneath, Paper Mario... try the free demo now.
That's really good.
Isn't it great?
Really clever.
Nice.
Oh. Isn't it great?
Nice.
Man.
Anyway, that's my
anecdote. Really looking forward to this one, personally.
You played Origami King, didn't you?
I did. Michaela and I played through the modern one together.
It looks so good.
And I've always heard that this game is fantastic, but it was what, GameCube or something?
Yeah,
GameCube. It retails for about $150, $200. I think Game Boy Dad got it the other day for $150, which is probably the cheapest you will find it.
Damn.
Have you got this one, Angie? Have you got the original?
I do not. No, I wish.
Anto's reminded me, I got it from him.
Mm,
oh, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, are you going to play this one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Have you played that a Game Boy Advance on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played many of the Paper Marios, Angie?
Just Origami King.
Okay.
I was fairly late to the game, but no pun intended. But it was very good.
Oh, I missed that one. I did Super Paper Mario.
Which one was that on?
On the Wii.
The Wii. I think I have that, but it's on my shame pile, as we
referenced
to it before.
It's a pile of choices, that's what it is.
My pile of choices, sorry.
Paper Mario, it's an RPG, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
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 How does it differ from an RPG?
Sure.
I don't know the mechanics that well to answer that question.
All right, what's the basic fighting style? Do I jump on people's heads?
Well, it's different in this one. In the newer one, they did a really weird new combat thing where it was the rings, and you had to get
That's
the rings
Sonic.
In order. To, no, like the rings, like
you, yeah, Sonic.
You spin it around. It was really
Sonic.
Interesting.
Sonic spins.
It was really interesting.
That's
this
not Sonic.
One, I think, is more traditional turn-based combat.
Anto in the chat has just said that number, like Paper Mario 1 and 2 were typical RPGs with turn-based and action commands.
Mm-hmm.
Super Paper Mario was more streamlined. I think Super Paper Mario was like jumpy on.
And Origami King was basically a puzzle RPG tactical.
Yeah.
Mm, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Comes out in May, not too far away.
The writing's so fun. Oh my God, they're such funny games.
Another one that I'm looking forward to, which is coming out in a similar vein, got announced at the same time as Paper Mario, is Luigi's Mansion 2, coming out on 27th of June. I know you're a fan. So, you get to progress through diverse missions to retrieve the missing shards of the Dark Moon, scattered across several distinct haunted mansions, which are just fun. Each have their own puzzles to solve, ghosts to capture. You can go for a high rating by using your super-powered ghost hunting tool, which is called the Poltergust 5000. Very cool. Looks like Ghostbusters thing. You can suck up ghosts and window curtains, apparently. Spooky fun adventure.
This being came a Luigi out, game, it will suck.
It will suck.
I'm taking that. I don't mean that. These games are great, but Luigi's just a shithead.
Aww.
Wow. I think calling by his proper name probably, Green Mario.
Green Mario, yeah.
This originally came out on the 3DS, so this is not going to be a remake as a remaster, visually enhanced, HD stuff, things like that. I will play this because I really enjoyed Luigi's Mansion 3, but I haven't played the first one.
I just want to say, anyone who likes Luigi, like, we understand you were the second child, right? So you don't need to cast your childhood trauma onto us superior Mario players. That's all I'm saying.
But, so, Angie, you're a Luigi's Mansion fan, yes?
I am,
Have you played through them all?
Yeah. Well, I had the first one on GameCube, and I played it through on GameCube, and then I played it through again on 3DS when they brought it
out. Did the first one come to 3DS?
Yes.
Like digitally? Or?
No, I have it physically. I'm like 90% sure.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You probably are.
Yeah, I played all of them. I really enjoyed them. I loved the spooky kind of vibe. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I'm down. I liked them. Mm. I didn't get the whole two-player thing on number three, though. When one
was that
person,
Gooigi?
Yeah, one person could play as Gooigi. Did that mean you could only play two-player once you've unlocked Gooigi? Because that was only like a third of the way through the game.
I don't remember. I played it with somebody and we were Luigi and Gooigi, but I don't remember when Gooigi started.
Did you have a Gooigi in one or two?
No.
I was going to say Gooigi is a freaking great name.
It's pretty good.
What an amazing name.
Gooigi. Shit's all over Luigi, but Gooigi, biggest fan.
Well, better than Waluigi. What the hell's that?
Waluigi.
You guys aren't ready for Waguigi.
Oh,
I am ready. Give me that purple gooey bastard.
So that one's coming out in June. Now, next one, Ben, I thought of you and Jazz.
Mainly Jazz.
Mainly Jazz.
She's never played these games, but she's got the collector's edition up there with the brush Wiimote.
Oh, she's never played them?
No.
I thought these were like her favourite games or something.
They're her favourite games because Mickey Mouse is on them.
All right, we're talking about Epic Mickey Rebrushed. So this is this originally came out on the Wii, the first one. The second one came out on the Wii U. Every stroke of your magic brush matters. Wink, wink. Use paint to restore beauty and harmony, or thinner to alter your environment. So you can use thinner to take off paint, uncover hidden secrets. Your choices influence Mickey's destiny. I didn't know that. I didn't know I had choice, like choice and consequence and stuff. Reblush employs state-of-the-art visuals and improved controls, including a dash, a ground pound, and a sprinting, which apparently didn't have before. So it looks to me like a 3D platformer.
It is.
It looks like a pretty cool 3D platformer, though.
It's basically Kingdom Hearts, but without the confusing storyline.
And cue Anto's comment.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the chat to start going.
So I haven't played the original ones of these.
Where's the lie?
Oh, there's no lie.
No.
Have you guys played the originals?
I have. I've got them up there. I have actually played them. Didn't think much of it.
No? But, I like a good 3D platformer.
Oh, they're great fun. But emphasis on the word good there.
Now, this one has apparently multiple endings. I don't know if the original one had multiple endings.
Do you know what did have multiple endings?
Chrono Trigger.
Hell yeah. Oh,
Jesus. Will you play this, Angie?
I don't know. I had one on Wii when I was little and I was never a big fan. It was okay.
Have you seen the collector's edition that Ben and Jazz have with the paintbrush thing that goes around your Wii remote?
No.
Sorry, Wiimote?
No, it was the nunchuck.
Oh, the nunchuck. Yeah. Oh, and it looks like a paintbrush.
Yep. Okay.
But it looks pretty cool. Like, I kind of dig what it looks like. And I like 3D platformers, so I will probably give this a shot.
Yeah.
I do think. But yeah, another one. Another...
Ooh.
Yeah. Another one that's hopefully coming this year. Well, hopefully, supposedly coming this year. Hasn't got a date yet. Metal Gear Solid 3.
Metal Gear.
Snake Eater Delta. I can't remember what order the Delta and the Snake Eater in the Metal Gear Solid 3 came in.
I think Delta's at the end because it's just the Delta symbol.
Oh, okay. We don't know too much about it. We know that it's a co-production between Konami's internal developer, Konami Digital Entertainment, who developed several previous Metal Gear games, and Virtuous as a support studio. They helped with the Metal Gear Solid Master Collection ports. Konami chose to remake this one over the other Metal Gears because it was the nature of an origin story for the franchise.
There was rumors years ago that they were going to remake all the Metal Gears, but they were going to do it in chronological order as opposed to release order.
And that would be this one first.
Correct.
Yeah. So have you played Metal Gears? You've heard me talk about them enough, Angie, but have you played them?
I did pick up the most recent collection.
We tried to play.
We played through a bit of the first one.
You had a rough time with that one, didn't you?
Oh, Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Are you aware of this? Have I spoken enough about the storyline for you to be sort of aware of what it's like?
Not too much, I don't think.
I also
not
don't want
so
to give
story.
Away.
Sorry,
well,
yeah.
Sorry, guys. The next hour.
It all started back with the Patriots in World War II. Anyway.
So Konami confirmed that neither Kojima or the original artist, I'm going to butcher his
Shuji
name.
Ikawa.
Yo.
No, not Ikawa. It's Shuji. His name's Shuji.
Shinkawa?
Something
Shinkawa?
Like that. Yeah.
That neither of them were involved in the remake. But that's we all know that Kojima and Konami had falling out and things like that. But the development team do want to produce a faithful adaption and would not add anything new to the story.
No.
So I like that. That's
because
cool.
Then you have to pay voice actors again, which is
there is also that. They're just reusing the old voice.
I think David Hayter's they brought David Hayter back to redo it.
Redo some of his lines. He's the guy that plays that voices
Metal Gear. Do you know who else David Hayter voiced in the 97-98 animated Marvel animated series?
No.
He voiced Captain America.
Really?
Yep.
There you go.
There you
did
go.
Did not know. I'm really looking forward to this.
Captain
Look,
America.
If it doesn't come out this year, I'm not stressed. Like, take your time, do it right, play it when it gets free. But, like, I can't wait to play it.
I'm not going
to
play it.
Why?
Because they hurt Kojima's feelings.
Fuck Kojima.
Fuck Konami.
I want to play a cool game. Like, I don't give a shit.
Well, there's Death Stranding and Death Stranding 2, Floppy.
No, I said cool game, not boring as fuck game.
Brayden, hold me back.
Hold me back, Brayden. Don't let me get him. No, hold me back, Brayden. Brayden.
Be the tiebreaker.
I try playing Metal Gear 1. It's a rough hang by modern controlling.
What's Death Stranding like?
Death Stranding?
It's a beautiful walking sim.
I actually don't know.
Because it's too boring to start?
No, it's one of those things where it's like, I am compelled to try it. Because, like, I mean, clearly not enough because it's been out for like 5 years or some shit now and I still haven't played it. But, like, it's interesting. And, I mean, if anything wanted to make me play it at all, it was the trailer for 2 because that shit was insane.
More walking.
No, but Troy Baker with an electric guitar sword that he plays while he's fighting enemies.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. What are you talking about?
A spaceship coming out of a baby that hasn't been born. Oh, man, it's just insane.
Do you know what would be awesome, Brayden? I've just thought this. But you know what would be awesome? Mm. Kojima is a dungeon master in a game of D&D.
He would be the loosest unit.
How amazing
so
would
weird.
That be? Angie, what did you think of Kojima, considering you're sitting right next to me?
And in Ben's house.
Just to the left of the shrine.
Yeah, just to the left of the shrine. That's... honestly, I've not really had much to do with Kojima games and that kind of stuff, but what I know, I find quite intriguing. Mm-hmm. So I do want to get
intriguing
into it.
Intriguing is an excellent way to describe Kojima.
Yes.
You know, also
yes,
pompous
I think so.
Is another way.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Folks, where's the lie? I'm not
gonna lie. I love a vast majority of Kojima's work.
Mm-hmm.
But he is very aware of the importance of himself.
Yeah. And so he should be.
Mm.
Praise Kojima.
Maybe. But Death Stranding was so boring.
Are they drinking Konami tears together?
God.
No, Sam Lake's been on this like tour around the world where he just goes around and has coffee like he does in Alan Wake 2 with all these other game developers and people who work in video games. It's very cute. Yeah.
But I got one more game in our remakes that I was looking... I mean, there's a lot of remakes coming, but there's one in particular that I'm looking forward to, and I'm pretty sure Angie is looking forward to. Brayden, no. Won't be looking forward to, because Brayden, no, do scary games. I still want to do a stream where you play Resident Evil. Just any of them. I don't care which one.
VR.
Yes.
Yes.
Nope. Yes.
We have, Angie, you're quite a fan of the scary games.
I sure am.
You mm-hmm. liked all of them.
Every single one.
Every single scary game?
Yeah.
And in VR.
Mm-hmm.
So are you looking forward to Silent Hill 2?
Very much. I just finished playing this on PS3.
Oh, did you?
Like about 2 weeks ago. Just
Is that
finished
the HD
Yeah,
remaster?
Yeah. I got it as part of the HD collection.
Ooh.
I loved it. It was great. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it.
Have you played number one?
I have not.
So number one is the one game I need to find on PS1 to finish having... the games I had as a teen on PS1.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, if I've got more games than I had back then, but it, Silent Hill 1, if I get that back, I've now rebought all of the games I had as a PS1 plus more.
Do you nice. Have PT, though?
I don't want PT.
Why do you want PT?
I don't want a fucking...
It was a Silent Hill game.
It was a demo of a game that never came out. What
correct.
Do I care?
Correct. And Angie, you're familiar with PT?
Yeah, I am. I've seen the playthroughs a few times.
Yep. Mm. Pretty awesome, huh?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, you rate it pretty high?
Look at these.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's I mean, it's not known as one of the most successful horror demos for no reason.
Ben reeling you in.
Yeah, I'm waiting for where this is going.
So, do you know who is responsible for PT?
Give you clues, Kojima.
Ah.
Mr. Hideo Kojima.
No, I don't get the... I see PS3s going sold for like so much money because I got PT online. Mm. Yeah, fuck. It's a demo for a game that never got made.
Yo, how'd they get it on the PS3?
Hey?
It's on the PS4.
PS4 is what I meant.
They put PS4. It back on the PS3.
PS numbers. But yeah, Silent Hill 2. So you're taking on the role of James Sunderland and venturing into the mostly deserted town of Silent Hill in this highly anticipated remake of 2001. Classic. Enter a dream world, encounter twisted monsters, as we can see. Legs for arms and arms for legs. No heads. Where you going?
Dogs and cats sleeping together.
But of course... The bad guy that we all know and probably recognize, even if you haven't played a Silent Hill game, is Pyramid Head.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking terrifying. Why did you really go to Silent Hill? I don't know. I can't remember.
Because the Shiba Ibu told him to.
But yeah, so I'm really keen to that. I do like... everyone on that watches the show, all eight of you, know that I love my survival horror games and things like that. Angie probably loves them more. Well, I don't know. It loves them more. Plays more.
Equally.
We do have a great time talking
Angie,
about
Angie, what's
survival.
Your favourite horror movie?
Ooh.
Just very quickly.
Horror movie.
No, good game.
No.
Yeah,
movie.
No, I don't really watch movies. That's
really?
The thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Horror movie or game?
Can I just saw Back to the Future for the first time?
Oh, really?
This year, I think.
Last year.
Ever. Angie, if you don't like movies, you're going to hate Hideo Kojima games.
Oh, no. I'll keep that in mind.
One of the Metal Gears has a two-hour-long ending cutscene.
Favorite horror game, then?
Oh, such a big
first
question.
First one comes to your head. Go.
I really liked the Resident Evil 2 remake.
Cool. All right.
Maybe not like favorite of all time, but up there.
Floppy, what's your favorite film or game?
My favorite film or game.
Horror film or game.
Favorite horror film is Alien.
Okay. Brayden? Favorite horror film?
Alien's a really good shout. Alien? Like, I really liked Alien.
Oh, okay. Mine is Attack of the Clones.
You idiot.
Star
Wars game, Angie. I knew that, actually. Yeah.
Funny thing. Angie and I drew up a mud map of... Star Wars movies and which trilogies were on what and went to figure out where Outlaws lies. Star Wars Outlaws.
Yeah. Is it between Empire and Jedi?
And Jedi, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't just say Empire and Jedi if someone doesn't know where Empire and Jedi fit into the...
I'm a bad nerd. I never got on
I've
the
just
Star
realized
Wars
something.
Train.
Empire and Jedi, that's the same time period as Shadows of the Empire.
Yes.
So there's 100% Dash Rendar confirmed.
100%? You hit it here first. 100%. Here
Dash
first.
Rendar's back, baby! Do you have anything you like to plug to... the many people who consume this show with their ears and eyes and mouth and nose? Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Anything of yours that you'd like to share? If you don't, that's okay.
You don't have to.
Is there anything that you like that you would like other people to view?
I like lots of things. I think anyone who's feeling a bit of stress from this week should check out Placid Plastic Duck Simulator.
I was going to say Goat Sim 3.
Or Goat Sim 3. There's sort of different energy. If you want to just relax and watch some nice calming ducks, option A. If you want to unleash havoc and rain hell down upon some NPCs, then option B.
Excellent. But,
perfect. Mm. I love that. It's choices.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of day you're having.
Yeah.
Floppy.
Yeah.
Yes, mate.
What pluggles do you have to plug?
What pluggles? I got many pluggles. You're not allowed to see my pluggles.
So Puggles. Wasn't that an animated series?
Puggles. It was also a beanie bag type doll you could get.
Was it?
It looked like a mole.
I thought it was an animated Braden, can you just do a quick search for Puggles?
But you can jump over to Instagram and hit up Floppy Plays Games, where you can see pictures of things that I have purchased with my hard-earned money that I may or may not get around to playing one day, or things that I just
Puggles.
Buy.
Puggles!
The other thing on the left looks like a mole.
Can you look up Puggles animated show?
A Puggle is a baby echidna.
Yeah,
it's without the spikes.
Right.
Yeah, it's a baby echidna.
Oh, the way Townsie knew that in the live chat straight away.
Yeah, it's a Puggle.
Right, okay, Townsie, next live show, quiz on your face is going to be, what's a Puggle? If you don't get it, I'm disappointed. But yeah, you can go Floppy Plays Games, check me out there on Instagram, and look at all the cool things. I added a post today, actually, because I remembered something with some things that I picked up this week.
Cool.
I picked up a couple of games this week. I've picked up Elix on the PS5, which is like an open world RPG. I think it came out and everyone sort of just didn't care. But it's got like, you can flick between a sci-fi world and a fantasy world. It looks pretty cool. And I picked up Fist
of the
Shadow Torch, I think it's called, where you play like a rabbit with a mechanically enhanced fist.
Mm.
And it's like a platformer. Mm. That looks cool. Got that on Switch.
Brayden.
I'm trying to bring up visual aids.
Okay. So
yeah.
We'll stall for time.
There we go. Elix 2 and Fist. Is it called Fist Shadow of the Torch?
Forged in Shadow Torch.
Mm. How do you read that?
How do you read that?
I just remembered it was called Forged in Shadow Torch.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And then I read that it was called Forged in Shadow Torch.
Yeah, that has got a kick-ass rabbit. Think Jazz Jack Rabbit, but with a mechanical punching arm. Which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Mean like Kong?
Yeah. Kong Glove.
Oh, man. That's a movie. Greenlight Comics. You should check it out. It's a cool little shop that I work at a lot. And it's great fun. Comics are good. It's a good time.
Comics are good. Especially if you're watching X-Men 97. There might be some storylines you might want to look into.
Yeah.
Mm. E for Extinction, for example. No reason.
It's getting a new printing, so it's a great time for it to release.
Grant Morrison, Frank Quitely. What a duo. And then towards the end of the run, Mark Silvestri, which was always quite nice, but colouring. Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, you can catch me weekly on Millennial Movie Talk and MMT, movie, TV, and WWE podcast. Our most recent episode was all about the finale of Invincible Season 2 and WrestleMania. Alex and I proceeded to talk about WrestleMania for about 40 minutes at the end of the episode. So it's about almost double the length of normal episodes.
Everyone else just went home.
Yeah. Michael did legitimately have to leave. And then Chris is not into wrestling. So he kind of just, he went and made a cup of tea, came back, was playing Hearts of Iron 4.
Was it a cup of Liberty?
On the Helldivers.
It's a game, Ben.
But yeah, it's good fun. And
I host a video game podcast. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I also, besides hosting a video game podcast where we talk about video games, Floppy, have a little thing I do on the side called Super Retro Squad. You may have heard of it. Probably not, but who cares about your opinions? Where we go out and go hunting for all the retro goodness. I sometimes find some good stuff. Sometimes I have to rig it, but you didn't hear that part. So.
Have you started having to rig it?
What's in this Wii I found three times
no,
already?
No, they are all legit. 100%. They are all legit. It's not because those videos get 7,000 views. It's because they are actually all legit.
Have
but Super Retro Squad.
He finds Wii's and Wii U's out in the road and then does a video to see what was left inside of it.
Oh,
probably not this one, Braden. This one's the
troll
one.
This one's the long one.
Yeah. So I usually, with the Wii's, we play the Zelda chest opening theme. And then Julian sent me a video that was like 40 seconds long because you kept fumbling with it, pressing the button. So I just got the troll opening the chest thing where it just keeps going and going and going and going.
Nice.
And one of the comments on there was just like, why are you edging me?
Just done.
And then another comment on there was someone went, what a waste of my time. 44 seconds, it's just dance. I went, wow.
Okay.
Absolute.
Imagine lucky it wasn't 50 seconds, you'd have died.
But yeah, Super Retro Squad, we go out, we go hunting, we find some stuff, it's a good time. We'll both be at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, we'll hopefully find some stuff, sell some stuff, and everything.
Some Wii's to open.
I did find a Pokemon Sapphire for $6 the other week.
Jesus, so real one?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. It was great.
Hey Ben,
son of a bitch.
Just very quickly ending the show with thoughts on a thing that I literally just saw on YouTube as I was bringing all this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar Fortnite?
Oh,
what's going on here?
Well, you know how Aang is the guardian of peace and tranquility and balance.
Yep.
You know, the one thing we've learned from, you know, the United States is peace is a gun. So Aang needs to walk around with an AK-47 blowing away some mothers.
Yep.
That's how it works.
That's a bit weird. I got turned off this season when I saw Zeus carrying a gun.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the character models look fucking sensational.
They do look amazing.
The mythic abilities where, like, you can throw fire and water and you can have a skin. Oh, man.
Aang, more like bang.
And there's a cabbage emote as well. But, yeah, like, I'm really torn because I kind of want it because I really like that. But I'm just going to keep playing as the Green Goblin, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Do you play Fortnite, Angie?
I played it a bit when it first came out. Haven't played it for a long time.
Probably should play with some cool guys.
Well, I would if I was invited to play a little private party.
I quite often play with a friend of the show, V to the Z, who you also know. We would make a great team, I think.
Sounds good.
All four of us, you twit. I was referring to.
Guess I've been replaced then. But you know who won't be replaced? The people who support this show through Patreon.
Oh, yes.
So I'd like to say thank you to Seth, a.k.a. Sutica.
Sutek?
Yep, sure. Yep. Ash Knight, Karen Knight, Dylan Villain, Triple Indie, Michael Towns, and
Game Boy Dad.
Who came second in a latte art competition that I was hosting for 17
Congratulations.
Hours. Yeah, well done, Game Boy Dad. But we've been Hack the Dino. This has been the part where you turn off, but we sneakily got in the content before you could. So ha ha ha, eat a crap, you smelly man. Angie, is there anything you'd like to say to the people out there in the old gaming verse?
I was waiting for
you. No. I'm going to go with Floppy and say, no.
No. Brayden, you know what to do.